sokuyisikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Olamukela emsakazweni weStudio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 17 lwezi 2017 nguChris Gande. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje, abalwa impi yenkululeko lamhla baphe uMongameli Mugabe ilanga elilodwa ukuthi achiye isikhundla njalo aphume aphelele elizweni.
Funa ukukhanyisa ingane into zonke zimi kuhle khona kunjani. Yikho thina sisithi ungazitheli manga, ungaziyeka zonke lesi sikhathi ezithela ukuba lokhu eselamandla. Bekela leli lizwe lisonakala echiya uhlanya lomkakhe lomkhokhela.
UMongameli Robert Mugabe ubonakala okwakuqala emkhosini wokugcotshwa kwezifundi eziphuthe izifundo ekolitshini leZimbabwe Open University. Namhla kuza Fridays lomculi weZimbabwe osehlala kwele South Africa uBothwell Nkomo wazakala ngegama lokuthi bekezela. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulumsakazo. UMongameli Robert Mugabe ubonakale okwakuqala emkhosini wokugcotshwa kwezifundi eziphuthe izifundo zazo ekolejini leZimbabwe Open University wenzelwe eHeathcliff selokhu abezomvikela baqala ukumlondoloza esemzini wakhe. UMavis Gama usethulela lolu daba ngokugcweleyo eseHarare.
Bathi singabakhathazi lesi sehlakalo, siphathisa ukufakaza emhlabeni wonke ukuba akekho ohluthune amandla njengalokho okuchiwoyo. Umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yabalwa impi yenkululeko eyeZimbabwe National Liberation War Veterans Association, umnumzana Christopher Mchwangwa, uchaze isenzo sikaMugabe njengokuziyenga ukuba yonke into emikahle empilweni yakhe esazimhlophe ukuba akunjalo.
He is defying the population, trying to give a semblance of normality when things are not normal.
Weyisa uzulu, kufuna kukhanyisa ingane into zonke zimi kuhle khona kunjani. Yikho thina sisithi ungazitheli manga, ungaziyeka zonke lesi sikhathi ezitshela ukuba lokhu eselamandla. Bekela leli lizwe lisonakala echiya uhlanya lomkakhe lomkhokhela. Lolo hlanya lomfazi lwakhetha iziphukuphuku zabantu ukusebenza lazo okubalisa uhlanya lukaprofesa. Ngakubona mina lumuntu wayelala sikhathi sonke emhlanganweni wekhabinethi. Ngemva kwalokho ebesesithi izinqumo ziyeza emini zivela ngaphi? Umkakhe. Wabangela udubo ngokwenza uhlanya olungumkakhe labangane bakhe bathathe intambo zobukhokheli. Yikho osekulungisiswa ngabezomvikela. Siyathaba ngalelo nyathelo eselithethwe.
Omunye wabalwa impi yenkululeko osanda ukuxotshwa uhulumende nguMugabe, umnumzana Chinga Dube, uthi uZulu makangethuswa ngokubonakala kwakhe emkhosini wokugcotshwa kwezifundi zekolitshini lezowu wokugqiba izifundo.
Akutshoni udolokho, udolokho kutshengisa ukuthi asiyokhulu. Ngithi uyakwazi ukuthi asiyokhulu sizinto kuphela. So laba bathi ikhuba labo bayibona ikhuba umuntu ephuma ihambe isiyayo kugraduation. So ngiqinisa ukuthi asiyokhulu. Abashina umbuso nangunamuntu ohambile kugraduation. Wakwabona kule khuba umuntu esuka ahamba aye kugraduation. Kutshengisa ukuthi asiyokhulu silungisa izinto kuphela. Akula khuba. Amasotsha uma kule khuba kufa abantu kudutshulwe ngubani osefile. Akula muntu ofileyo.
Kuthi umgcini sihlalo wenhlanganiso yabantwana babalwa impi yenkululeko eye Children of the War Veterans Association, umnumzana Innocent Mhlanga, uthi ukubonakala kukaMugabe emphakathini wokuqala kungaguquli injongo yabo lekazulu weZimbabwe yokuba asuke esikhundleni.
Ukuhamba kwakhe asilandaba lakho, but our main weight is njengabasakhulayo njengabantwana bama war veterans, sithi umdala ngastepe down ngendlela yokuthi into eziningi kade zisibambanisekile. Abantu bebengasalandeli i-constitution yelizwe. Sinika for example enika umfazi wakhe ukuthi ebelokhu engwe ophambili ekhuluma ebantwini, etormenta ama-government officials, etormenta even i-military, ama-institutions e-government, etormenta even u-vice president, abantu abayapointwayo ngu-president, ebesexotsha abantu almost everywhere, ephathini, ehulumende, khonoko njengabasakhulayo besakufunda. But into ekhona yikuthi abantu ngabasamfuni ukuthi ebelokhu esesikhundleni, including thina njengabantwana bo-veterans, we are saying step it down.
Lo msakazo awusanelisanga ukukhulumisana labohlangothi lwezobudlelwano lozulu kuhlangothi lwabezomvikela ukuzwa umbono wabo kulolu daba lokuvunyelwa kwaMgabe okokuqala selokhu bamgombolozela lemuli yakhe emzini wakhe eBorodel lapho angavunyelwa khona ukuphuma. Nimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, nginguMavis Gama.
Siyabonga Mavis Gama. Unobhala obona ngobudlelwano phakathi kwelemelika lamazwe omhlaba umnumzana Rex Tillerson uthi ukususwa kukahulumende kamongameli Mugabe embusweni libutho kupha ilizwe ithuba lokucanda indlela ezakhokhelela embusweni okhululekileyo ohlonipha amalungelo oluntu njalo oqhuba ukhetho olusuthisa wonke umuntu. UTillerson ukhuthaze ibutho ukuthi liphange libuyisele umbuso ezandleni zabezombusazwe. Umnumzana Tillerson wethule amazwi la ekhuluma emhlanganweni yawenze labaphathi ntambo bamazwe yase-Afrika ababona ngobudlelwano phakathi kwamazwe abo lamanye. Kunjalo nje umongameli weleBotswana umnumzana Ian Khama laye uthi uMgabe kumele asuke embusweni ngokuphela kokuphela ngoba isihlalo sakhe singayisiso sobukhosi.
I know all of us are following very closely the events in Zimbabwe, and they are concerned to, I know each of you, they are concerned to us as well, and we all should work together for a quick return to civilian rule in that country in accordance with their constitution. Zimbabwe has an opportunity to set itself on a new path, one that must include democratic elections and respect for human rights. Ultimately, the people of Zimbabwe must choose their government. In our conversations today, we have an opportunity to discuss concrete ways that we could help them through this transition.
Alo ke ngunobhala ubona ubudlelwano lwemelika lamanye amazwe umnumzana Rex Tillerson. Kunjalo nje amasocha ahlomileyo yiwo abikwa esebona ngokuhamba kwezimota emgwaqweni emikhulu yelizwe. Vethe amapolisa acine izolo ukubona ngokuhamba kwezimota. U-Anastasia Ndlovu usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo ekobulawayo.
Lokhe abebutho leZimbabwe bethethe intambo zokuqondisa okwenzakala elizweni ngolwesithathu emadabukakusa, amapholisa ahle ahlubulwa ngakho konke abazihlomisa ngakho okugoqela labacuphi labasebenza nsitha. Abatshayeli bezimota kunye lozulu bathe bajabule okwamagama bethi sekubetha umoya uma utshayela emigwaqweni yelizwe kulandela ukumiswa kwamapholisa ngokubona ngokutshayela kwezimota emigwaqweni. Umnumzana John Dube osuka eGwanda uthe i-roadblock yinye kuphela uma usiya eGwanda ku-12 Avenue, babuza isithupha kuphela kuye wonke umuntu ohambayo.
Hayi, ama roadblock iyi-1 kuphela ku-12 lapha yamasotsha kuphela. Hayi, khona kusukulu. I-roadblock ekhona ngeyamasotsha ku-12 Avenue kuphela. Hayi, no, bafuni ama-ID kuphela.
Umuntu wonke ohamba.
Bafika bamisa imoto bafuni i-ID, akula enye into abayifunayo.
Umthayeli ubeke ithemba Ncube uthe akusela amapholisa bazisebenzela kuhle kodwa uma uphuma kobulawayo yikho lapho okulamasotsha ahlomileyo babuza isithupha kuphela akunamali abayithatha kubatshayeli. Ethi uphumule ukuthathelwa imali ngamapholisa ngoba ngolwesithathu kuviki edlule bamthathele isithupha sokuchayela le mali engaba ngamadola angamashumi amabili i-$20 kodwa uyamazi lowo mpholisa ebevele esehluphile kobulawayo.
Kulezi insuku ku-right kakhulu abaseko la masera lathi sihluphe emgwaqweni. Siyazisebenzela ukuthi langaliphuma izinto ezihona singahlanganyanga la. Kwabe bakhona isiku lamasosha balungisa khona ngapho umgwaqo ukuthi yonke into ibe right. Njalo abafuni abahluphi bantu bazibuzela isithupha kuphela, ngakhipha isithupha sakho uyahlulisa. Amapholisa ethu lapha ethile banidadela ilayisensi yami bathatha nemali engange-$20 abazange bambhalele le tikiti. Into yakhona isileviki, so angikwazi ukuthi ngizabadinga njani babone njani, kodwa ngabantu embazi namfuna imali yami le-layisensi yami.
Omunye umchayeli uGeorge Nyathi uthe amapholisa ebehlupha efuna imali njalo nje, ethi uma bengekho balenjabulo ngokungabi lamapholisa, bafuna inkululeko yabo abangalayo.
These days is such a problem ukuthi too much ufuna imali. Lobe kubopha abantu bangona abasayenza umsebenzi wabo, they are after money. So lati ma kungukuthi abakho asiyalisi ukuthi besebenze, but abasebenzi ngendlela eqondileyo, bengabi after money but abaqondise umsebenzi wabo njengamapholisa. Mina from yesterday ngizwa ngifunga ukuba lenjabulo because it's been long singabantu abangathi bahluphika, that we need change. Since ngazalwayo lokho buswa umuntu oyedwa, sifuna omunye umuntu ozasicabangela ezintsha. Mina I failed ukuya esikolo just because ama-parents bebengakhona ukumbhadalela, bengasebenzi. Sifuna i-change, singabulawela i-future just because umuntu oyi-one ongafuna ukuphuma esikhundleni.
Owalwa impi yenkululeko olilunga leZipra Veterans umnumzana Cetshwayo Sithole uthe amapholisa ebeselobugwelegwele obuphambili ngokufuna ukuhlala behlawulisa ngazo zonke izikhathi, ethi ngemva kokusebenza kwamasosha kungaqhubeka kungendlela amasosha ami ngakhona emigwaqweni, ubugwelegwele osebukhona bungaphela.
Thina mina ngokubona kwami njengomuntu lamaleli lizwe ngikhangele ngakubona ukuthi amasosha bonabo bangabantu abananzelelayo ukuthi umumo nalowo okhona bese kule corruption esabekayo emgwaqweni. For instance, amapholisa yibade behamba bafike bamise imoto bangayisechi, but babize umuntu ophethe isikhwama semoto, especially imoto ezithwala abantu, bafike bababhadalise imali ukuze bedlule. Even lakhona phakathi edorobheni into athi sisenzakale. So i-level ye-corruption enyanyisayo esabekayo. So nxa besithi bona bayaklina bemisa la masotsha ukuthi bakhiphe emgwaqweni, bademonstrate ukuthi nxa kuthiwa i-roadblock uchiwona, sikubona kuyinto enhle eqakathekileyo. Ukuthi
iningi labantu lithi amapholisa akhona edolobheni kodwa awahlukuluzi bantu njengakuqala, ikakhulu kubatshayeli bezimota ngoba besebelomkhuba wokumisa izimota ingqi ngaphi, ngitsho lakuzibane eziqondisa uhamba kwezimota ama-robots. Ukuchayela phakathi kuka 5 Street lo Leopold Takawira kobulawayo bese kunzima kubachayeli ngoba bese kumele ukhuphe imali kuphela. Ngimele iStudio 7 kobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kuhlelo lwe-Live Talk lamhla siqhubeka sikhangela ingxabangxoza eselizweni, abantu bemelele ukubona ukuthi iyozalwa nkomoni ngomongameli Robert Mugabe okhuthazwa ukuthiya isikhundla. Thumelani text message kunombolo ezithi 001-202-465-0318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni, lingene lani kuhlelo. Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Singakangeni esigabeni esilandelayo, wothi ke sikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane. Inhloko kahulumende yakwele Lebanon umnumzana Saad Hariri uthi ubevakatshele kwele Saudi Arabia okulapho abike ngokuchiya kwakhe isikhundla esithi uthethe lelo nyathelo emzameni yokuletha ukuzinza emhlubulweni abakuwo. Ummeli wele Melika umanyano wamazwe omhlaba United Nations ubike ukuba uhulumende wele Sudan uphakathi komkhankaso wokuhlukumeza abamabandla aphikisayo esebenzisa abakubutho. Inhlanganiso yomanyano wamazwe angezansi kwezwekazi le-Afrika e-SADC esingenele njalo njengenhlala yenza kudaba lweZimbabwe kulandela ukungahlaliseki kwezombusazwe okusanda qhamuka. Kodwa njengoba intatheli izindaba e-Studio 7 Martin Ngwenya ebika, inhlanganiso le isibonakala njengesitha kunengi kaZulu weZimbabwe.
Be kulenengi elithe kwaxa ema-ofisini e-SADC izolo ngesikhathi ukuxazulula udaba lweZimbabwe lapho ibutho eseliqondisa umumo ngokuhluthuna intambo zombuso labopha ezinye iziphathamandla zikahulumente kodwa lilandula ukuthi lihluthune umbuso. I-SADC kade yazama ukuxazulula ingxaki zeZimbabwe kusukela ngesikhathi sikamongameli Thabo Mbeki weSouth Africa kodwa kungela mpumela esuthisayo. Izizalwane zeZimbabwe zezwa ubuhlungu ngesikhathi iqhinqo isililo ngemva kokhetho lwaludlule lodlakelo lwamnyaka 2008. Lapho noma nje ibandla le-MDC elibika lwanqoba umongameli Robert Mugabe walela esihlalweni. Umbeki wayesithi yena ufuna udaba lweZimbabwe lulungiswe ngenkulumo hathi ngokulwisana wayekubiza ngokuthi yi-quiet diplomacy okwacunula iningi leZimbabwe ngoba bekufuna i-SADC ikhulume ngelizwi eliqatha njalo icacileyo ngokwenziwa ngumbuso kaMgabe. Ukuphuma kukambeki ngo-2011 esikhundleni akuzange kulethe inguquko. Umongameli Jacob Zuma laye gida ingoma yenkokheli eningi e-SADC ngaphandle kwamongameli Ian Khama Sirose Khama weBotswana yena ongagudli iguma uma ichothoza okwenziwa ngumgabe. Kuyona le iviki i-SADC iyeqele njalo phakathi kodaba lweZimbabwe ezithola njalo iselihlweni lezwe ngemva kokungahlaliseki kwezombusazwe kulandela ukuxotshwa kwayengumsekeli kamongameli umnumzana Emmerson Mnangagwa. Kodwa ngesikhathi isiphathamandla esiphuma emazweni awe-SADC akhangela ezombusazwe ezomvikela kanye lokuthula e-SADC Troika on Politics, Defense and Security zifika eHebron kuyona le iviki zithole umumo womkhathi ungajayelekanga. Iningi lithi alifuni i-SADC eduze lodaba lweZimbabwe kwaze kwavulwa ikhasi enkundleni zekulenjini elithi No to SADC elibone abantu abafika inkulungwane ezingamashumi amathathu i-30,000 bencindezela amagama abo besekela lowo mkhankaso. Omele inoton edalele parlamente okade eseHebron utshele amalunga e-Troika uthi i-SADC kayifunakali eZimbabwe esithi ilizwe lizazilungisela ingxaki zayo. Kukanti omunye wenhlanganiso ye-Youth Advocacy for Reform and Democracy iyat umnumzana Dinotenda Mungu laye uthi akumelanga i-SADC isihluphe ngoba vele imizamo yenhlanganiso le kayikaze incede. Ngitsho labanye kwele Botswana abasaboni uncedo lwe-SADC. Kwindaba zeZimbabwe intatheli zindaba umnumzana Pako Libana uthi inhlanganiso ye-SADC izahlala ivikela labo abaphuma kumabandla abaletha inkululeko kumazwe esaziwa ngokuthi ngama-front line states. Kodwa noma kunjalo umgcinihlalo we-SADC Troika on Politics, Defense and Security unkosikazi Maite Nkowana Mashabane okwele South Africa uthi i-SADC ilokhu iqakathekile ekubanguleni ingxaki zeZimbabwe. Kodwa inengi lithe leyi i-SADC eliyaziyo ngemva kokuba umhlangano weHebron uthi kumele kubanjwe omunye umhlangano kukhulunywe ngodaba lweZimbabwe besithi lokhu akuncedi ngalutho. Okwakhathesi kukhanya i-SADC iyinhlanganiso inengi eZimbabwe elithanda ukuyizonda. NginguMartin Ngwenya owe ndaba ze-Studio 7 ngiseHebron kwele Botswana.
Kwezemidlalo, imidlalo yenguqu kusigaba se-Castle Laga Premier Soccer League iyaqhubeka ngempelaviki kulomdlalo ogobhozisa amathe phakathi kweqembu le-FC Platinum leLengezi Platinum Stars. Intatheli zindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji uyalandisa.
Iqembu elihlezi phezulu engalane yemiklomelo ele-FC Platinum lizemukela iLengezi Platinum Stars lona elihlezi kundawo yesithathu engalaneni enkundleni emandaba. iqembu lesi platinum likhokhela ngemiklomelo emibili njengoba le miklomelo ngamachuma esithupha lesithupha kuthele ngezi le miklomelo ngamachuma esithupha lani okulinani eliphethwe liqembu le-Dynamo selihlezi kwindawo yesibili. Umqeqeshi weqembu le-FC Platinum uNomeni Mabheza uthi iqembu lakhe kumele linqobe le ngezi ukuze libe sesimeni esihle sokuphakamisa isicoco.
Ngomunye wemidlalo emikhulu kithi, sesiphezulu ngemiklomelo emibili okwakhathesi, amehle onke sikhangele kithi, okuba yinto engalula. Sokumele sinqobe kumdlalo wethu lengezi ukuthi siphumelele, kutsho ukuthi sokudingeka ukuba sisebenze gadalala.
Komunye umdlalo ozadlalwa kusasa ngomgqibelo, iqembu leBantu Rovers lizadlala leDynamo senkundleni eBarber Fields, njalo iqembu leDimbare lizabe lithiye ukuba izimbamgodi ze-FC Platinum lilengezi ziphazamisane ukuze lona libe sendaweni yenhle yokuphakamisa isicoco. Ngesonto kule midlalo emibili enkundleni eLuveve lapho iqembu le-Omani lizemukela khona eleShapane Mine ngehola lakuqala emini, kuthi ngehola lesithathu iqembu leChicken Inn lizadlala leLechapungu. Intshantshu zanyakenye iqembu leCape United lizadlala leleBulawayo City enkundleni eNational Sports Stadium. Iqembu leYada lizemukela eleHighlanders ngaseRofaro. Amaqembu alwisa ukugonyulwa kwisigaba saphezulu athi eleWangi leleHarare City azadibana eColliery. Iqembu leBlack Rhinos lizemukela eleZTC Kariba eMorris Depot ukuthi eleTriangle lizadibana leleCholocho ngaseGibo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngoBulawayo nguJoseph Njanji.
Woza Woza Friday, lamhlanje kuwoza Friday silomculi weZimbabwe osehlala kwele South Africa uBothwell Nkomo, wazakala ngegama lokuthi Bekezela. Yena wenza izimanga emzansi ngengoma yakhe ethiwa yona Bekezela. Asizweni okunengi kuvela kuEzra Chisas Banda.
Abantu abaningi bamazi ngokuthi nguBozo, usedume ngokuthi nguBekezela umfana kaNkomo. Idlade lakhe elitsha alibiza igama lokuthi nguBekezela lidlama langabi kulezi nsuku. Abantu bathanda ukuthi bakwazi kahle kahle umfana kaNkomo.
Sanibonani bakithi, ibizo nginguBekezela Bothwell Nkomo. Ngazalelwa esibhedlela sasempilo koBulawayo, ngakhulela eGwanda eWilonke. Ngikhuliswa ngugogo lokhulu. Okweminyaka nje emibili nje emithathu ngaze ngangena nje isikolo, ngase ngisiya koBulawayo sengisiyafunda izifundo zami zebanga eliphansi, u-grade 1 to grade 7. Ngaqhubekisela njalo eHlathi Secondary School sengisenza imfundo yesigaba esiphezulu, form 1 to form 4. Ekukhuleni kwami nje kwabayikho khona lokho ukuthi ngakhula ngingumuntu nje othanda nje ukuhlabelela ngaso sonke isikhathi.
Nangumcimbi, nangumnyanya, siyashadisa namhla. Asenamhlophe, mama, 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 mama. Asenamhlophe, asenamhlophe, mama.
Ukubekezela kuyinto enhle empilweni. Njengoba wawukhanya ngelesiphiwo sokuhlabela, kwaba nzima yini ukuthi uhlabele useZimbabwe?
Ekukhuleni kwami-ke ngase ngiqhubekisela izifundo zami sengisafundela eze art emaKhosi Performing Arts Academy, lapho into engiqeda khona isimo somnotho ekhaya eZimbabwe singasavumi sesintengantenga. Ngase ngifisa ukuthi ukuze ngiphumelele kungangcono ngiyehlangana nabaculi abafana naboRingo ebengikhangelele kubo phezulu eGoli. Ikhukuza kwami-ke sengisiza kwele South Africa-ke akuzange kube lula ekufikeni kwami-ke. Ngafunda okuningi, ngizama ukuthola indlela nomkhandla ukuthi ngingene phakathi emculweni. Kodwa ngagcina ngiwutholile-ke ekugcineni, ngase ngisenza ingoma ethi Bekezela. Yes, iyaduma-ke, yagcwala nje, yabemetheka.
Mosuku khala ngilinde ngiyabuya wewe, Bekezela ngilinde ntombi, ngilinde ngiyabuya dale. Bekezela
yona ingoma leyo ubekezela isimemethekile. Njalo izihluphile wena vele ke mfana kaNkomo ukukhona yini owakwenza ngoba nomdlandla ukuthi ube ngumculi.
Njengoba sengishilo ngaphambilini ukuthi bengi-inspire kakhulu ngabaculi base be-Afrojazz. Ebebedume kakhulu ngapha eMzansi Afrika, aboJabu Khanyile, uMama Ubusi Mhlongo, Ringo Madlingozi, kunye nje nabanye ekade bekubambe lo mculo-ke abafana nabo babo Oliver Mtukudzi nabo Hugh Masekela, bengifuna nami ukufika kulelo zinga-ke. Ngibe nenhlanhla ngoba ngisayinwe ikhampani enkulu kakhulu kulo nyaka, ba-celebrator iminyaka emithathu bekule industry, engamajumi amathathu rather bekule industry. Ngikhuluma ngeGhetto Raff, ibo abangisayinileyo ke. Ngikwi-same company noVusi Nova noNtando, besinonathi lapho as well. So ngiyajabula kakhulu ukuba ngifike kulelo zinga, ngifike kuleso sigaba.
Malifuni manje inezebo ma-Afrika, malifuni Kanjule libale lithi mali mali
mali mali. Ingoma le imali ngizayithumela itholakala kulona lidlala besilishaya manje. Akukhumbuze phela abalaleli nezandle lakho ukuthi litholakala njani njalo ngaphi ibekezele.
Idlala deseliphumile kanye le video isiphumile. Ividiyo isekhona ku-YouTube kanye ledlalata likhona ku-YouTube, iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Deezer. Abantu thola ithuba nje lokuthi bangene bathi bekezela. Kanti kuma-social media etibekezela music for Twitter, kanti etibekezela music njalo ku-Instagram, ubekezela ku-Facebook, bekezela Nkomo iligama engilisebenzisayo. Ngiyabonga kakhulu Voice of America ukuthi linginikezeleli ithuba elingaka. Isitori sami isiswaleso, udaba lwami ilona nalelo olokubekezela. Ngisemba imigodi, ngizama zonke indlela, ngisebenza ukuba li-waiter ukuze ngize ngifike kulesi sigaba engiso sona. Ngakho-ke imeseji engilayo, umlayezo engilayo, umbiko engiwuphathele abantu iwona lo ukuthi bekezela. Ngiyabonga kakhulu.
Udla amalangabi umculo kabekezela, uyavutha, uthathisa abaningi, uphekwe kamnandi. Isikhathi bakwethu senziwe kumangoya. Besiphetheke umfana kaNkomo uBhozo Bothwell Bekezela Nkomo. Asiphumeni kanje ngayobekezela, ngoba kumele empilweni sibekezele kuze kulunge kuphela. Ngithi woza, woza, woza Friday. Bekezela mlaleli, ngimele Studio 7 eLondon, ngingeza Jesus Bar.
Ngiyabuya dalewa, shova malanga kuphelu, ngibonza sandwa sami nakusina kutala, sandwa sami nakukhumbula, shova malanga kuphelu. Shova malanga ngibona isandwa sami, isandwa sami nakusina kutshaya.
Bekezela ingoma emnandi kuhlelo lwethu Woza Friday olusigqibela-ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje. Kodwa singakehlukani, ke sikhangele inhloko zendaba zethu zalamhlanje. Abhalwa impi yenkululeko lamhlanje baphe uMongameli Mgabe ilanga elilodwa ukuthi achiye isikhundla njalo aphume aphelele elizweni. UMongameli Robert Mgabe ubonakale kwakuqala emkhosini wokugcotshwa kwezifundi. Igama nguChris Gande lilale, sesilitshiya-ke kuStudio 7 Live Talk lilale.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-7:30 kusiya ku-8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teerera zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupa inhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.